From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Wednesday said the number of terror attacks in the world declined last year for a second year in a row, although the Islamic State remains the deadliest jihadist group, carrying out more attacks and causing more deaths. The State Department's acting coordinator for counterterrorism, Justin Sibarel, said the IS group did experience setbacks last year.
ISIS remained the most capable terrorist organization globally in 2016, directing and inspiring terrorist cells, networks, and individuals around the world, even as it faced increased military pressure in Iraq and Syria and suffered considerable territorial losses throughout the year.
Sibarel listed several defeats of Islamic State in Iraq, culminating in the liberation of Mosul, while much of northern Syria near Turkey has been cleared of an IS presence. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University said the Sunni jihadist group is not the same as it was 2 years ago.
This is a group that simply is unable to mount the same kinds of operations at the same rate over time. Particularly in Iraq and in Syria, ISIS violence is going to go down. The real question is, how will the nature of this organization change over time?
The U.S. said more than 11,000 terrorist incidents occurred in 2016, resulting in more than 25,000 fatalities. Most of the attacks took place in five countries: Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Nigeria, and Pakistan. A Kenyan court has sentenced three men to life in prison for stripping and assaulting a woman they believed had dressed provocatively. They avoided a death sentence because of Kenya's ban on executions. A video of the attack at a gas station outside the capital, Nairobi, 3 years ago circulated on social media, prompting marches and a campaign against violence against women. This is VOA News. 80-year-old Arizona Senator John McCain, the 2008 Republican presidential nominee, has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of brain cancer. The former Vietnam War prisoner, who has served in Congress more than three decades, underwent surgery to remove a blood clot, and tissue analysis revealed the presence of glioblastoma. Larry Sabato is a University of Virginia political science professor.
It's a tragedy, and we certainly wish Senator McCain well. I think everyone does. There's an example of bipartisanship or tripartisanship. Democrats, Republicans, and Independents will wish him a full recovery. It's a very tough illness, as anyone knows who's known someone with brain cancer, and of course Senator Ted Kennedy had the very same thing.
Kennedy, the longtime Massachusetts senator and younger brother of the late President John F. Kennedy, died in 2009. The U.S. Defense Department says Turkey published what its state-run news agency claims are locations of U.S. military posts in Syria. A Pentagon spokesman said the release has the potential to endanger American personnel and disrupt operations against Islamic State. Meanwhile, the Washington Post reports the Trump administration, seeking to improve ties with Russia, has decided to halt a covert program by the Central Intelligence Agency to train and arm Syrian rebels. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly decided to keep metal detectors and other security procedures in place at the Noble Sanctuary Temple Mount complex in Jerusalem after two Israeli policemen were killed last week. As a form of protest, Muslim worshippers stayed away from the sacred site, offering prayers in the streets of Jerusalem near the Lion's Gate. Mr. Netanyahu, who has been on a European trip, is expected to hold talks with his security advisors Thursday. Venezuela's defense chief has called on the people to back the government's plan to hold an election later this month for a special constituent assembly to rewrite the country's constitution.
La Fuerza Armada Nacional Bolivariana rechaza categóricamente.
Vladimir Petrino called on Venezuelans to use their good judgment during the scheduled July 30 vote. The appeal came after the U.S. threatened strong and swift sanctions if the vote is carried out. The opposition said the vote is intended to keep President Nicolas Maduro in power through dictatorial means. Chile's Senate has narrowly approved a bill legalizing abortion in certain cases. Abortion is to be allowed when a mother's life is in danger, when a fetus is determined to be unviable, or when a woman is raped. Chile is one of the countries that has made abortion illegal without exceptions. Major U.S. stock indices closed Wednesday at record highs, led by technology, as well as solid corporate earnings and higher oil prices. The broader market, S&P 500, closing up 13 points to 2473. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.